It's Tuesday, August 28th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Tropical Storm Lane came and went and left as much as 52 inches of rain on Hawaii's Big Island, producing significant property damage, reports CBS News. That's the third highest rainfall recorded in American history. The highest came last year with Hurricane Harvey's dump on Nederland, Texas. Hawaii has had a rough year in property damage. On April 16th, over 500 homes were damaged by flooding in Oahu and Kauai due to historic rains dumping some 48 inches of rain. It was the worst flooding in 3 decades. Then in June, over 700 homes were destroyed by the volcano on the Big Island. And now this. And the fear of the Lord was not much of a priority in Hawaii's legislature this year. On April 10th, the Hawaii State House passed a bill banning attempts to provide help for youth who are experiencing unwanted homosexual desire. And on May 1st, the Hawaii State House passed a bill allowing all forms of gender identities and expressions and sexual orientations in state schools. Hawaii's Democrat Governor David Ige signed both bills into law. Jeremy 10:7 asks the question, "Who would not fear you, O King of the nations? For this is your due. The Lord is the true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King. At his wrath the earth quakes, and the nations cannot endure his indignation." The Christian faith in Australia has seen something of a collapse. Researchers at the University of Australia in New South Wales have surveyed the religious attitudes of students for 30 years. The percentage of freshman university students who believe that God created man has dropped from 60% to 30% since 1986. Only 5% of the students believe in a young earth creation, down from 10.4% in 1986, as reported in the publication Evolution, Education and Outreach. The former Vatican ambassador to the U.S. is now calling for the Pope's resignation. Carlo Vigano says the Pope knew about the sexual abuse allegations against American Cardinal Theodore McCarrick 5 years ago and did nothing about it, reports CBS News. The scandal has spread its tentacles into the worldwide Catholic Church. Cardinal George Pell from Australia is facing 2 separate trials in a criminal court for sexual abuse allegations, reports USA Today. Cardinal Francisco Javier Ossa is fighting allegations that he covered up abusive bishops in Chile. And recently, every bishop in Chile volunteered resignations for the abuse scandal uncovered there. The Associated Press has compiled a list of 66 priests and church leaders in Argentina accused of abusing children since 2001. 1 Peter 4:17 says, "For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begins with us, what shall the end be of them who do not obey the gospel of God?" A United Nations fact-finding mission in Myanmar has concluded that the Burmese military conducted a genocidal attack on the Rohingya people. The report noted that the nation's top military brass should be held accountable for what, quote, "undoubtedly amounted to the gravest crimes under international law," end quote. The crimes were as serious as that committed in Bosnia and Rwanda, to include the killing of children and the torching of hundreds of villages. A U.S. Third Circuit Court of Appeals judge has ruled a child pornography law unconstitutional. Judge Michael Bailson ruled that the federal record-keeping requirements for minimum age is unconstitutional on grounds of the First and Fourth Amendment. TheConversation.com calls this a quote-unquote gutting of the U.S. Code Title 18, Section 2257, and would result in a sharp increase in the exploitation of underage persons. The pro-pornography group called the Free Speech Coalition called this a major legal victory after spending $1 million over 13 years for their cause. Hebrews 9:27 says, "It is appointed once for man to die, and after that, the judgment." The funeral for Senator John McCain is scheduled for Thursday at North Phoenix Baptist Church, and the McCain family has requested that President Donald Trump not attend, reports Time magazine. Former Presidents Barack Obama and George W. Bush will deliver eulogies on Saturday at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. Senator John McCain will be remembered by conservatives for casting the deciding vote to retain Obamacare and continue funding Planned Parenthood on July 28, 2017. McCain voted with liberal Republican Senators Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Susan Collins of Maine to retain the Obamacare program, which mandated funding for abortifacient forms of birth control. As the Worldview reported yesterday, Republican Senator Rand Paul's amendment to defund Planned Parenthood last week failed by a vote of 45 to 48. This time, the pro-abortion votes came from Republican Senators Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Susan Collins of Maine, who joined Democrat Senators Joe Donnelly of Indiana and Joe Manchin of West Virginia, who, oddly enough, tout themselves as quote-unquote pro-life. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, August 28th in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.